1. Jericho Beaumont used the payphone outside the Aardvark Club to call Chaslin. He automatically hunched his shoulders and turned his face away as a car pulled into the lot and parked, its headlights illuminating him like a follow spot before being shut off. As the phone rang, he turned up the collar of his jacket, added protection against being recognized by the college-age kids getting out of the car. But he needn't have bothered. Doesn't he look like? The flurry of whispers were drowned out by a louder voice. Nah, it's only Jericho Beaumont. Hey, Beaumont, where you been? I keep expecting you to do a guest spot on the new Love Boat. Haven't they called you yet? Anger flared, but Jed crushed it, stuffing it deep inside, locking it tightly down, ignoring it as completely as the laughter that echoed in the night. And when Chaslin's roommate Lisa picked up the phone on the fifth ring, his voice was even and perfectly in control. Hey, Lisa, it's Jericho. Has Chaz left for the rap party yet? Silence. Then Lisa laughed nervously. Oh, Jericho, Chaslin left for London 5 days ago. She got cast in that Linda McCartney biopic, remember? Her voice became tinged with pity. Didn't she tell you she was leaving? Yeah, Jed lied. Yeah, she told me, and I must have forgotten. You didn't know she was gone, did you? Lisa saw right through him. You know, she told me you wouldn't notice if she suddenly disappeared, and it took you 5 days just to wonder where she was, didn't it? What could he say? It was the truth. Yeah. God, Lisa continued, and I was about to be mad at her for dumping you that way. You're such a loser, Beaumont. She cut.